Okay, one pay here was a strong new parak, parak tshishii. Haraya makom shenasa by nisul Yisrael. Okay, person sees a place where nisim were done by Yisrael. So he says, "Baruch shalosh nisul avos nivam makom hazeh." Makes a bracha. This is b'shem u'malchus baruch tashem u'kem olam. Shalosh nisim avos nivam makom hazeh. Makom shenakrimenu avodah zarah. Remember baruch shalakar avodah zarah miyad sein. Okay, so those are a couple of brachas. Now, if that's talking about if it's the whole of Avodah Zarah, I think it's Avodah Zarah was completely taken out of Eretz Yisrael. But I think it's only one place. I think maybe it's a different nusach. Anyway, so the Gemara says, "Masisa Nisei Yisrael." It should be Nisei Harab, but it should be better girsa. That we're talking about whether it's a nace that happens to the to Chai Yisrael. Although when you say Yochid, if it's an individual Mishnasloi, then it's that in other words, if I see the place where a nace happened to you, I don't have to make a bracha. Okay, but you of course have to because it happened to you. So Gemara says, pave up. Yushalmi asked a question. Yushalmi does not give an answer. Do you have to make a bracha on your father's nace or your Rebbe's nace? So the Haredim over here says, Vlo ifshata. The Haredim says, it is not answered here. The question the Gemara asks over there is, he is son and his grandson. I guess how good my river Ramu.
That was different than the blank question. The blank statement says in a surah.
What?
Why are we picking our father or a Rebbe or something like that? If the Gemara already says in a surah,
you don't make a
breath
on one person.
The reason is because the only reason you exist is because your father was saved, Al Pines. So therefore, it directly affects you. It's not like if I see a nace that happened to you, you're my friend, and I appreciate the nace that happened to you, but still, I don't make a bracha on it. But if it's your father, if your father didn't survive, you wouldn't be here. Oh, so right. So that's what the place is going to speak out of there. Okay, well, I'm going to get to that in a second. So first, let's finish this haredim. It's Lavdavka, his grandson. Any offspring, so great grandson, great great grandson, any Yotzei. Now over here, when we say that, now if you look at the Machaber over there in Reish Yud Ches, you'll see that Machaber says Kol Yotzei Reicha. The Machaber doesn't make a distinction between a grandson, a great grandson. But the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and so based on the Shari Tshuva over there, that some say that this Davka, some people are Chaylik on this, who's this, the Rashba? Yeah, some people are Chaylik, some Mishnah are Chaylik on the Rashba, and they say, no, the Gemara says, Bray, Bar, Bray, so that's as far as it goes, that's the end of the line, right? B'nei Bonim, Hareim, Kibonim, but B'nei Ben, B'nei Bonim, who says it's like Bonim, so maybe it's a different getter, right? So therefore, they're mechalek when it comes to anybody beyond grandson. Then, if it's anyone beyond the grandson, so then the question is, it depends whether you were alive at the time that the nace happened. So I believe what it says is if you were alive at the time the nace happened, then you would not. But if you weren't, then you would. I think that's what it says. The great grandson. In other words, the son and the grandson, they for sure have to make the bracha, regardless of whether they were born after the nace happened. Yes, in that direction. So if the nace happened to the father, they were born after the nace happened to them, they have to make the bracha. Grandson also. But the question is a great, great grandson. Okay. I'm showing the Rishavura, how he's Machria, but the Machaber doesn't, not Machaber. Okay, now okay, so that's an Ibaidlo if something Gemara. And the Bavli seems to answer it. Now the next question. It's also going to be, there's going to be a couple of questions here which the Yerushalmi does not answer. If he's a specific person, I guess a famous person, how do they explain this? Easily identifiable. Okay, someone famous. Yoav ben Tzruya, he's a famous general. A person through whom there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, such as they were thrown into the furnace because they didn't want to bow down. And through their tefillos, they were answered. Or they also say Daniel, who was also the God of Harayas. I think that might be a change in the gears over here. I'm not sure. And let's see. Yeah, if you take a look at Bayes, you'll see he brings alternate yourselves, Daniel Vachaverov. Anyway, so now, and it says Venisei Shvatim. Venisei Shvatim, it doesn't say that necessarily. In the English side, it doesn't say Nisei Shvatim. So, but anyway. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. He inserts. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So over, after Hanani Mishol Azariah, what he does on the English side is he writes Mavarech. He has it so that there actually is an answer to the question. Three, he says, that's the, somebody should have learned that this is an answer to the first two questions. So, right? According to some authorities, the Yerushalmi is resolving only the last two questions. So that's to say, he's a famous person, or it's somebody who was a miracle. So then the first two queries, that a father or a teacher, they're left unresolved. But the Shulchan Aruch rules, all four cases, you make the bracha. Okay, that's what it says. Nisei Shvatim Al Shemerach. What about the regarding miracles to individual tribes? Okay, so let's suppose you have a nace that happens. You're from Shevet Levi, for instance. And the whole Shevet Levi had a nace happen to it, right? So now, what about the rest of Klal Yisrael? Does everybody make a bracha? So now it depends. Mandi Amar Kol Shem from Shevet Ibn Kal. So this is talking about another Indian that anybody who ever learned Harvias knows about this. That's by the Parhalim Dava, right? If Best Manhattan Paskin, that something was mutter for the whole Shevet, and the whole Shevet was over, so then it could be the time of only Parhalim Dava. Because a Shevet is called the Kal. So according to that, Shita Tzarek Lavarak, you have to make the Rach, because that's like Gan Tzkaisal. Man Dava Kal Ashrat Kurin Kal. One second. What's going on over here? Why does it say in the Hebrew Korean call? It should say in Korean call at this point. Yeah, it's a mistake in the print here. Well, anyway, you see how the Hebrew is wrong? Look at this. Mandi Amar call Shevet Vishevet if we call. Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. If you hold every single Shevet is called Kal, you have to make the bracha. Mandi Amar call Hashvatim Korean Kal. You have to have all the tribes together. Sorry. Yeah, then you don't. He in the English, it's a little easier. It says Mandi Amar call Hashvatim Korean Kal. Oh, no, it says the same thing. Sorry. So I'm making a mistake. Sorry about that. Never mind. Erase. Backtrack. Okay. Haroya Bavel Chakavar Chamesh Brachos. A person sees Bavel has to make five brachos. Or a pras, these are the five. So if he sees the Euphrates, he says brachos is voracious. If he sees Marculus, he says Marculus is one of the Avodah Zarah, and he sees it's still existing. He says Hashem, you know, he's showing a little patience, even though they're being over on his Ratzon. Rav Beis Shnuvah Kadnetzar. So he says, Baruch Shehech from Beis Shalosa Russia, or I saw that the Gersa over here by this, where it says Shalosa Russia, it says Ois Hey, it says over there, Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe that's the, probably maybe mentions specifically, but anyway, in the Yerushalmi, it's Shalosa Russia. Well, welcome Kivshon HaEshu Gav HaRayas. Again, this is the place where the Nesim happened for Hanani Mishal Azariah or Daniel. I'm there, Baruch Shehech from Nesim. offer. There was a certain place in Bavel where whatever any animal that would leave that place, they would put offer on top of the back of the animal. I don't know what that's all about, but it says that this one of the Simeoni call of that place. Does he say anything over here? On the first wide line of the Haredim, it says, Pirsh Rashi, Makim Yesh Vavavol, She'ein Behema Yechol Latzeis Misham, Elam Keinoshin Lo Offer Me, Offer Oisim Makim, Usimin HaShmat, we call it Seha Shabbat, it's one of the curse, that's some sort of curse. Yeah, Imer Barash, Imer, Va'esa Barak Oisim Makai, okay. I have no idea. I have no idea where these places are. If you walk on North Avenue and you come out, is it considered a mace? Yeah. Ra Bavel, if he sees Bavel, Omer v'tei siha b'matate hashmeid, or sweep it clean with the broom of destruction. All right. These are different things in Bavel. If you don't have Shem Malchus, of course you have to say Baruch Hashem Kenem Malchus Olam. So he has, right, that's a bracha. I think he mentions about I thought I saw there was a discussion about whether the word Ha'olam was actually necessary. Maybe I don't remember exactly what it was.
You sometimes say Baruch
Hashem's
name?
Not usually. No, you'll say Baruch Hashem Kamal Kalam, yeah.
My brother, he doesn't say Baruch.
You know, all those brachas by Bavel, I'm assuming they were with Shem Malchus, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Did he mention that?
By all of them, said, yeah. The three dots and then Shem Malchus.
Okay.
By all of them.
I'm gonna assume that there was a Shem Malchus by all the brachas mentioned here. Unless someone can show me otherwise. Okay, I'm gonna tell. What do you have to lose, right? I saw that it says that if it's a cotton, if an ace happened to a cotton, that the chinuch is to teach him to say it. You just have him say it without shame and malchus, something like that. Anyway, so maybe there is an Indian sometimes to say it without shame and malchus. Ayin sham racial test. Amar abtam chuma, anor ataima. I'm going to say, bring proof for why you have to say shame and malchus. It says very familiar pasuk. Aramimcha el hamelech, avar hashem kol yom avad. Right, I'm going to say the melech, and I will make the bracha so you see malchus, and the bracha are directly connected in the pasuk. This is where I saw it. Does it say over here anything about Ha'olam? I thought I saw something about Ha'olam. But maybe it was before 23. Yeah, that's where I saw it. 23, he says it. Taisus and Bavli says the mention of sovereignty, Malchus, is incomplete without the word Ha'olam. This is where I saw it. In other words, what is a melech if you don't have the specific kingdom of which you're saying he's the king? So you have to say Ha'olam as well. All right. So other people say maybe not. Okay, next. Now this is a very interesting idea. This is like, you know, the Talmid Chachamim, Marvim Shalom Bo'olam, so Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yenison are going south, right? Where are they? They're going to the small cities of the south. It says in 25 that they were motivated to travel away to subdue quarrels. Okay? And then he quotes Havash Shonam Ben Al-Khabeira, the Mishnah in Pei, of course. Havash Shonam Ben Al-Khabeira.
Does that usually mean for Chachma purposes?
What?
Isn't the South usually referenced for Chachma purposes? We had the Gemara's before previously. It's also in Rebbe Kiva after he lost his tour 24,000 Talmidim. They went there because that was more Chakima.
Well, that may be true, but I don't think it has anything to do with this particular Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it says here they're going there to make peace. Anyway, Alom Lachad Asar, they came to one place. This is one of those chazanim who got a little carried away and said extra shvachim, reshisko, so they silenced him. They being, I think, the people of the town, I think it was, right? I don't think it was them. I think it was the town, no? Omuloi, they said to him, maybe it was Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yonatan, I'm not sure. They said, you can't add to what the chacham said. One second. 27, he says, let's see here. Yeah, maybe it was them. I thought it was, I don't know why, I assumed that it was the people of the town, but no, they were silencing them. I don't know why. I just thought they were coming to make peace. So why would they go and start telling the Chazonim what to say and what not to say? Whatever. Whoever it was, they were told not to say it. Rav Huna B'Shem Rav says, Shakai lo yotzenu sagi koyach, the Almighty, we didn't find him to be prodigious, his power. It's not to say that his powers are not on the are not endless. Rather, it means we're not able to fathom the power. Therefore, you can't add praises on our own. Can a person express the abundance of praise? Right? Can't be swallowed up. If a person tries to describe his powers, it'll be uprooted. Right? Who could say the mom kuganiva chave, right? Likes if I and my colleagues to our study of Torah. We could Major Shofa Tov says here he's saying that not he and his colleagues are capable of relating all the praises in full, rather. He meant people like himself and his colleagues who study the whole Torah, Halacha and Agada, Maisa Bracious, Maisa Makava, they through their learning are uttering the praises of HaKadosh Baruch. All right. Omid Beis, Pave Omid Beis. So, Amar Bavon, Mimal Gros Hashem, Tergum Yaakov, Fargu Baraya Bitzor, that he translated this, he interpreted this pasuk, L'chodu Miya Sehila L'kim B'tzion, silence is your praise. Samadakul Mishtaiko, the best formula for praise in Kodesh Baruch Hu is silence. So what is this like? It's similar to a pearl, the Margolis, the less like Timi, it has, it's priceless, it has no value, it has no price tag. The more you try to give a specific price to it, that's degrading to it because it really has no value. So same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a priceless entity cannot start to give specific praises. So that's you know, this is what they say about a person who never passes away and passed away on a day which it's also the Hesped. So we always say that's a Simon Tovlo. Why is it a Simon Tovlo? Because the lack of saying praises for a person after they pass on is a Simon that it was not possible to say his praises because he was such a great person. So Ha Dumiya Tehila. So that's what they say. That's a Simon Tovlo. So that's directly connected to the same idea. Okay. Tony, Kaposech B'Yud Hei. This is talking about he starts. Let's say you have a bracha that begins with Barakat Hashem. And it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, such as Kiddush. So, if you start with Yud Kei, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'choysim B'Yud Hei, and he ends with that, then Harei Zechochem, Zechochem, he's saying the Shemus properly. Ba'alef Lamed, if he says Kael, Baruch Atah, Kael Melech Olam, and he ends with Alef Lamed, Baruch Hashem Kael, then Harei Zebor, he's uneducated because that's not the right, that's not proper to say it that way. Right, it's in the bottom nine. He says Baruch Atah Hokel. Okay, so he's labeled uneducated because he's unaware that they say that you have to say the Shem Hashem, which is the specific name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, now what if he begins with Aleph Lamed and he ends with Yud Kei? So then he's a Beinoni. He got most of it right. He ended with the right Shem. If he started, however, with Yud Kei and he ended with Hokel, then Harizu Derech Acheres, it's a sign of Minos. Wow. Right? he relegates Hashem to a secondary position in the blessing. In other words, in this case, we're talking about Kiddush. My example, he'd say, Baruch atah, Tokel, Mekadesh Hashamos. That's what, for him. Instead of Baruch atah Hashem. Correct. That's why I assume the Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. Different chapter on the bottom here. Okay. Haminim, now we're going to have a couple of questions that the Minim asked Reb Samloi. So the heretics asked Reb Samloi the following question. Kamal Hosbar Salam, how many gods created the world? Laham Liatam Shol, you're asking me. Kuvashal Alam Arishan, ask Alam Arishan, he'll tell you. Meaning, find the pasuk which Alam Arishan said, I guess, or which speaks of Alam Arishan. Shenemar, Kishal Mal Yom Yishayden, asked regarding the first days. From the days that Hashem created man, did they quote the whole pasuk on the side over here? Yeah, over here on the side, Ois Beis says in the Torah right here. Right there, pasuk in four. So it doesn't say Hashem baru Elokim Adam al haaretz. It doesn't say baru lashon ram. So he's saying there's only one God. Elohim is Lashon Rabim. So you say there are many gods. It says Vracious Bara Elohim. So the word Bara is right next to the name. Obviously, Elohim is name a single name. So now the more makes a general comment about whenever the Minim ask questions. Whenever they use the pasuk to support their he translates it, heresies, right? Shuvasim Matinam, usually you'll find the response, the rebuttal, right next to that, right? Like such as Rachis Bar Elokim, they had a riot from Elokim. Right next to that, you have the word Bar right there. It tells them right away that they're not here. Chazim Shalom, another question. Obviously, this is the famous one. We let us create man, let us make man, right? It doesn't say they created them, man in their image. Doesn't say it says Vayivra, Lashon Yochid, and Betzalmo in his image, both Lashon Yochid. Again, right next to the again next to it, right? You were able to push these people away with a reed. It's a weak response, in other words. What are you going to tell us? Tell us the reason why it says that. Because it gives them a Pesach. Why did Hashem write something which would give them a place to make a mistake? In the past, Adam never min ha'ofer. Adam was created from the dust. Chava never min ha'adam. And Chava was created from man, from Adam. May Adam the Elach from that time on, but Salmeinu Kid Musainu, that's in our image, meaning it's a contribution of three entities. You have Iyashal Ish below Isha, Iyashal Isha below Ish. Man needs a woman, a woman needs a man to create another man, another person. Iyashal Hashem below Shechina, and you gotta have the Shechina as well. So that's the pshat. Why did it say but Salmeinu Kid Musainu? Right, because that's referring to future. But I'm saying it's referring to the future of the creations of man and woman, right? And beyond that, correct. Okay. All right, he says a pshat over here. Listen, I'll just mention to you real briefly. Right? With the yud and the hay. The ish is the yud, and the isha is the hay. With the yud and the hay, Hashem, tzurai lamim, he creates worlds. It's a combination of ish and isha and the shechina together. Okay, that's a famous, that's kavanas hachibra in the Ramban. Okay. And without that, correct. If there's no peace, then you have H, correct. Because of a shallow eyesight, so they asked another question. Mahadon Ksim Kel Kim Hashem Kel Kim Hashem Hu Yodeya. There's a pasuk. Does he have this one here? Yeah, it says over here, this is Yehoshua, Chav Beis, Chav Beis. So you see all these names right next to each other, right? So, again, don't the three names imply a plurality? Of course, they all love to have examples of three, obviously. These heretics, you can imagine where they're from. Omalahen, Heim Yodim, Ein Ksiv Kan. It doesn't say they knew, Elohu Yodea Ksiv. He knows, again, with Tzidot's. It's you see, it's no proof. This is one name. Basilius Caesar Augustus. In other words, Basilius Augustus Caesar, referring to the same emperor, even though they're three different names, it refers to one person. So they ask another question. So again, you have the various names. Again, it says Losh Yach. Again, it's one name. A craftsman, a constructor, and an architect. Okay, a little different. Plural, he is holy Elohim. So Kedoshim is plural. So Amalahan, Kedoshim Hema Ainksiv. It says Elohu. It says he is Kedoshim Hu. He's holy. Kalkana Hu. Amalatamidim again, Rabbi La'elo Tanisim Okan Lanot Meshiv. Rabbi Yitzchak Kadosh Vachomine Kedushas. It means he's holy with every type of Kedusha possible. And we elaborate a little bit. The Amar of Yudon Shemer Bacha. Because Baruch Hu Dako B'Kedusha, Hashem's way, his conduct is with Kedusha. Hilucha B'Kedusha, his movements with Kedusha. Dibura B'Kedusha, speeches with Kedusha. Yeshuva B'Kedusha, sitting with Kedusha. Hatsi V'Zra B'Kedusha, uncovering of his arms with Kedusha. Nora of the Adir B'Kedusha, he's awesome and mighty with Kedusha. What are all these Kedushas? I'm not sure 100%. But whatever it is, Dako B'Kedusha, his conduct is with Kedusha. Elokim B'Kedush Dakecha, says in Pasuk, your conduct is with holiness. Again, Hilucha B'Kedusha, Halichos Eli Malki Makaydesh, Mashavah B'Kedusha, Lekim Yashma Kizek Kashay, Dibur B'Kedusha, Lekim Dibur B'Kashay, Chasim Zorah B'Kedusha, Chasim Hashem Zorah B'Kashay, Nayal Adam B'Kedusha, Micha Mocha, Nedar Makaydesh, all these different psukim that indicate Kedusha. It just reminds me of the Gemara that says, Kedushim to Kikarish Ani, and the Gemara Dash, the Sifra, whatever, Dashin's over there. Yochel Kamoini, you might think that your Kedusha is like me. Tamalimer Kikarish Ani, Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushas Kambu. We always have the famous Medrash, right? I always think about that one. That Hashem, that there would be a Havamina that we would have, that we would rise to the level of Kedusha like the Rabbanishon Kaviyah. It's like ridiculous Havamina. But Hashem has to tell us, you know, Tushasi Lamal Mikdushaskan. So, what does that mean besides the posh of shot? Here you see every aspect of the Rabbanu Shalom, every single movement, every speech, every nuance, everything is Mikdusha. It's not possible for a person to reach that level. Chazu Vishalo, also another question. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elo aleihem ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say when all we call out to them. El b'chol kareinu elo to him. You see again, Elokim is really a singular. I'm going to tell me the Rabbi Leil to spokon him. What are you going to say to us? What does it say? Provim. Where it says Elohen karov. We're on Pesayin and Aleph. Elohen karov b'chol meinei kareinus. Hashem is closer to them than anything else. Right. It may appear that the idol is close, but it's distant. They carry the idol on their shoulders and they bear it. They sit down. Amazing, this place it does not budge. The idol is in the physical sense close by. So if in the end, although his Geshka is with him in the house, he's crying to help for help to the Geshka until he dies. It won't save him, won't hear him. It appears to be distant, right? Kaylee, what is it? Rachik, how does the song go, right? Yeah, in Karvi Menel, but there's no one closer than he. And it doesn't make a difference. We'll finish up the Gemara again tomorrow. But the idea here is that there's nothing closer than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKetanach. Again, tomorrow night, we're starting 7:30. It's a lot to cover tomorrow. In a half hour, we're just going to blow through the blot as fast as possible.